Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we talk about how we are sometimes feeling blue, perhaps because of the weather, or perhaps because of finances or health issues. How do we cope with these issues when we feel we have no answers? The more we think about them, the more anxious and upset we become. How do we overcome these feelings so that we can feel free to create answers and possibilities for solving our problems? My guest this evening believes we have a tool that is available to us that we may never have thought about. It costs no money and is available in our own minds and imaginations. My guest this evening believes that we have creative powers to write our concerns into wellness. My guest this evening is Lisa Devuano, a poet and workshop facilitator who lives in the Lehigh Valley. For 10 years, she has worked as a coach and mentor trainer in the Artist Conference Network, a nationwide coaching community for artists doing creative work. It is a great pleasure to welcome Lisa Devuano to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa, tell us, you are a poet,
yes.
You are a workshop leader, and you mentor various populations in the art of writing, but a specific kind of writing. It's poetry writing. Mm-hmm. How did you become involved in this area of writing?
Well, it's, you know, a long process. I mean, I started writing when I was very young, and so writing and creative writing and poetry has always been my love and has always been in my life. But about, I would say, 18 years ago in the 90s, I had been part of this artist community doing coaching and had really begun to shift my perspective on how I was holding my own life. And it gave me a set of tools to really kind of speak in this possibility language. Simultaneously, I developed Lyme disease. And so that was sort of a real sucker punch, you know? Here I was going along doing my life, and then I got Lyme disease. And so I started to think, well, what are the tools that I could use to help me cope with this new diagnosis? And remembered that, well, poetry has always been there. It's always been my anchor. So I returned to that.
And was there something specific, a particular time or a particular feeling that you were having or dealing with the Lymes that made you turn to poetry?
Well, I think part of you know, I think a natural question that anyone who gets a new diagnosis, we're human, right? We say, why me?
Yes.
You know, why is this happening to me? And so I spent a fair amount of time, you know, doing that and writing about that and investigating that. But I realized that that only goes so far. I think, as you mentioned, you know, the whole point of this program is things happen to us.
Right.
Life happens to us. We don't have a say about that sometimes. You know, we could try to control things, but we don't. What we really have a say about is who are we in the face of that? How are we going to show up for that? What tools and what supports do we have in our life to do that? And so for me, poems, because they use language in a very different way, they use images. Images really help me, very much like a painter might use images or a musician might have music to inspire them. For me, finding inspirational poems that had specific lines that could resonate and help me was my ticket in.
Do you remember a particular inspirational
yes.
poem that really caught and grabbed your attention and said, made you say, that's me?
Yes. There's a poem that I actually use quite a lot in my workshops called Valentine for Earnest Man. And it's written by a wonderful poet named Naomi Shihab Nye. And there's a line in that poem that said, maybe if we invent, if it's kind of like turning lemons into lemonade. Maybe if we change whatever life gives us and reinvent it, will find poems. And I always found that to be inspirational, because the poem is about a man who gives his wife two skunks, Valentine's. And she says, well, why did you do that? And he said, because they had beautiful eyes. And so for me, poems are symbolic. They're like a catalyst to kind of dig down and find the essential question for myself that's going to matter to me and pull me to a positive place.
When did you find out that you had Lyme's?
Well, you know, it went undiagnosed for several years.
And what were the symptoms that were...
Just onset of sudden pain, fatigue, couldn't move my arms. And then, of course, after a while, you start to get a little down and depressed about yourself. And so after much testing and et cetera, we found out that that's what it was. And so, you know, even today, I still have some symptoms of that. They've kind of receded into the background, but they're there. And so if I have a sort of relapse, if you will, I turn to my poems. I turn to something that's going to inspire me and push me past that sort of negative thinking about it.
Lyme's can be, among many, a debilitating disease filled with pain, weakness, fatigue, and many people find that it is very challenging.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for some people, it takes over their lives.
That's right.
How did poetry writing, and how did poetry writing help you to take charge of the Lyme's, not make it go away,
right,
but give you a different way of handling it?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question. And I think it's a question that I ask myself every day and come back to. And here's what I do. So if I'm having a bad day, instead of thinking that that's who I am, that I am my illness, I engage in a creative act. Because when we engage in something that's creative, we remember that we're more than our illness. Okay, we're not our illness. And the writing helps us to do something new, something fresh, get a new perspective. Anytime we craft, paint, dance, listen to music, play music, we're doing something that's alive and real, that makes us remember that we're a whole human being and that the illness is just one part of it.
Well, can you give us an example of how maybe you were having a bad day?
Yes.
And you were feeling down on yourself, mm-hmm, and angry with the fact that you had, quote unquote, Lyme's.
Right.
How writing helped you. But if you've just tuned in, I want you to know you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro, and today we have a most intriguing guest. Her name is Lisa DeVuano, and she is a writer and a poetry consultant and has given many workshops throughout the Lehigh Valley. And now you're going to tell us about something that you came up with, mm-hmm, when you were having a down-and-out day.
So this is a poem that I'm going to read that I wrote. And my prompt for this was the idea of questions. So often when we're not feeling well, we might say, well, why is this happening? So start there. Write that down. Why is that happening? So this poem came out of that prompt. Start with your own question. It doesn't have to be profound. It just has to have a wondering to it. Something in which you have no idea where it might lead. Not only no idea, but no worry about how far away from your own clutching, your own attachment it might take you. Start with a question that doesn't have one answer, but opens the possibility for even more. Ones that perhaps have been living under that tired story you've been dragging around in the back of your heart. Start with a question that doesn't make you feel like you have a loaded gun to your head, but rather one that can hold you like a hammock or a cradle or an old painted rowboat in which you just might let yourself be held, far away enough from the shore of familiar.
That's a beautiful poem. And how did that help you in coping with the diagnosis of Lyme's disease? How did it help you to take away your anger, and particularly the question that so many of us ask, and we all ask, why me?
Right.
Why me? Why now?
Right. So the writing process starts with that. Start with your own question. It doesn't have to be profound. Well, it's why me? But as I keep writing, moving my hand on the paper, suddenly I'm in a different direction. I start trying to ask myself, well, what is this tired story that I've been dragging about? Then that leads to possibility. So suddenly I'm writing about, well, if I wasn't tired and if I wasn't holding this question that I am my illness, suddenly I have different images. I have a hammock, which is a light-weighted thing to be held in. It's not the heaviness question. It's the light-hearted one. Cradle, rowboat. These are positive, powerful images. So when I'm doing workshops and encouraging people to delve into that, it's important to give maybe a few minutes to validate where you are. But too much validation of negativity sometimes can be a kind of a feedback loop. So I ask them to delve into some positive images, images that make them feel whole, not always broken.
And that is what you did in this poem, because you're right. When we have, and it's not only Lyme's, it's multiple sclerosis, it's cancer, it's whatever. It could
be a death, a mental illness.
Caregiving. We have a tendency, all of us have a tendency to come down on ourselves. What did we do to deserve it, etc. But you are saying that in writing the, in picking up a pen or a pencil and writing out your thoughts, how does that help to convert? I can see that it helped you.
Mm-hmm.
How does it help people to convert their negative energy onto themselves, which also depletes the depletes the energy of the body whatever we're coping with?
That's right.
How do you get to that positive point?
Well, for me, you know, I recognized that I had Lyme disease. That was always going to be part of my identity, was always going to be present. So I had a choice. Either I could support the Lyme or I could support my creativity.
And we're going to talk more about this wonderful creative possibility of creating poetry and writing about our illness into wellness and acceptance when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
WDIY reaches a well-informed and passionate listening audience every day. Enhance your image with our community by becoming an underwriting supporter. Spread the word about your business in an uncluttered atmosphere of high-quality NPR and locally produced programming. Underwriting is an affordable way to reach the public radio audience, and it may be tax-deductible. To learn more, call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we are talking with Lisa DeBuono, who is a poet, and she also is a leader of workshops on poetry and healing and does wonderful work with the Artist Conference throughout the United States. And we were just talking about a poem that you wrote about how you felt when you felt you found out that you had Lyme disease. And this was very helpful to you. How has poetry writing been helpful to other populations that have difficult problems, either illness or mental illness or even adolescence? Is it possible to work with adolescents?
Yeah, I've done some work with both of those populations. I've worked with teens in recovery who are recovering from substance abuse, and I've also worked with several different day programs where folks have mental health challenges. And actually with that population, I'm in the process of developing a manual that people can use utilizing poems as they're going through recovery. But I want to give you an example of something that happened in one of the sessions with teenagers who are in recovery. As you know, teenagers are not interested in hearing any advice from anyone. And so I had to really design a session to make it sort of fun and have them feel like they are in charge. And so we read a poem about giving advice. And then I gave them a writing prompt. And the writing prompt was, as your 15-year-old self, what would you say to your 8-year-old self, knowing what you know now and knowing the struggles that you have now. And so they got busy writing, and some of them wrote something in a couple sentences. But one particular gal wrote 2 pages long. And so my process in those workshops is that I encourage them to get up and voice their poem, because you can write it, and that's great. But with teenagers, they've got to take charge and speak their truth. So I encouraged her to stand up. She was shaking like a leaf. I stood next to her, and she read her poem of 2 pages. And it was all about her eating disorder. And she had never really spoken about it in public in that way among her peers. So it's a very vulnerable moment, but very powerful. And what she did poetically was she named her eating disorder as a god. And so she was saying to her younger self, you don't need that god in your life. You don't need to pray to the god of eating disorders. It was also quite funny, too, you know, so it was powerful and funny, and she took charge by creating this image in the poem. So in that way, she gained some authority of her own self.
She also gained some insight.
That's right.
She very often, this population is closed off to the wisdom that they have within themselves, because in the they fight any advice.
That's right.
And if you had told her, as a workshop leader, you know, you're really fighting the god of the eating disorder, she would have rejected it in a, you know, in a flint of a second.
Exactly.
And here she was, she found her own insight. She made a discovery, a self-discovery that freed her.
That's right.
And enabled her to go on in a more positive way.
And this is, I think, is a very important point that you're bringing up, because what I do in my workshops, it's not about the craft of writing a perfect poem. That comes later in your own time. The point in the workshop is to find your voice. What is the voice, your unique voice? Because one teenager is going to write a different kind of poem from another teenager. And what you're saying is very important, because she pulled out from her the insight that was important to her in that moment. And I guarantee you, that is a tool, as you said earlier, that you can do at any time, at any place. You just need a pencil or your computer and some paper to do that. And I think the poems are catalysts for that. They wake us up. They jumpstart our life in that way.
In what way do they jumpstart? Because many of us, there are many people who enjoy poetry, mm-hmm. but many people do not turn to poetry as their first source.
Right.
They'll turn to fiction. They'll turn to magazines. But we don't necessarily use or think of poetry as a source of, quote unquote, inspiring us to change our lives, let alone our writing our own.
Yes, and I think it's because people are slightly intimidated by the mechanics of poems, which is why I don't approach it that way. When I use a poem in a workshop, what I'm asking people to do is find just 1 or 2 lines in the poem. Forget about what you thought the author meant. What matters to you in this poem? Maybe there's just 2 lines in that poem that make you go, huh, I never thought about things that way. You know, like in the poem that I read, what I'm hoping for is that someone will go, ones that perhaps have been living under that tired story. So somebody reads that poem and they go, gee, I wonder if I have a tired story in my life. What does my tired story look like? It's time I wrote a new story. So poems wake you up in that they invite you to find your own insights, your own voice.
So what you're saying, if we can find a line that inspires us, and this particular line that you know, the tiredness of the story, and very often many people find we repeat the same story to ourselves.
Right.
Why did this happen? Why did that happen?
Right.
And it goes on and on. And what you're saying is that poetry, or given the opportunity to express.
Mm-hmm.
Is it only poetry, or can we express it in writing?
Oh, absolutely both. I think for me, I start with the poem, because sometimes it's a little daunting to face a blank page, yeah? But if you have a poem that inspires you, then I say to people, take the first line of that poem and make it the first line of your poem. We're not talking about, you know, publishing these things necessarily. We're talking about finding a therapeutic way to access your own healing. Your own healing, not, you know, someone else's. And so just start with that line and see where it leads you. Have fun with it.
Now, you know? What did you keep in touch with this young person who had that insight in her poetry about not worshiping the god of the eating disorder. How did she change from your knowledge?
Well, I think the first thing is that when you vocalize and put out what the issues are, they start to lose their power over you because they're not staying secret. They're not staying hidden. And so writing enables you to get things out in the open, and you have control. So often so many things in our lives are not in our power, but you have the power with your own words. You're in control of what you write down on paper. That's an awesome feeling, you know, when so many things in your life are not. And so, you know, we may not be able to cure the things in our lives, but we can invite in a variety of different tools. And I really believe that writing is one of those tools.
How did the writing help you to overcome the designation of Lyme disease in your life? You talked earlier about, you know, writing this poem, but how did it change your perspective on yourself?
Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing that it did for me is that I don't carry around the identity of being a person who's sick, because I recognize that I'm more than that. You know, when we first get a diagnosis, sometimes we need that identity. We need to be validated in who we are, because so often people need to be heard, need to have a voice. But after a while, we can get too wrapped up in that identity. And so for writing helps me to write out those possibilities. Well, I'm not just a person with an illness. I'm a writer, you know. I'm a cook. I like to walk. I like to be in nature. It starts to burst open those other possibilities for us. And so I think that if there are lots of resources that people can turn to get jump-started with poems. And if we have time, I'd like to mention a few of those.
Yes, I would like you to, because I just want to reiterate that very often we don't mean to and we don't want to, but the symptoms can overtake us of an illness, whether it's multiple sclerosis or whether it's Lyme disease, mm-hmm. or cancer. We can become overcome, mm-hmm. With the immenseness of what we're dealing with. And what you're saying is by writing it out or utilizing a resource which we have in our own selves.
That's right.
We don't have to go anywhere. We can do it. Mm-hmm. And if we need help, we can have, there are resources that can help us with our writing. Mm-hmm. But the idea is to get it out.
That's
and acknowledge
right.
it.
That's right. And so it's not eating at you inside. You get it out. And then you get to see what your process is. And then by writing, you take charge. You're in charge of your own. You're in charge of your words. And that's a very powerful thing. I wanted to mention a couple resources for
yes.
people. The National Association for Poetry Therapy has some wonderful resources on their website, writing prompts, conferences, workshops, and just other books that you can read that will help you. The Institute for Poetic Medicine is also a wonderful website. In fact, John Fox, who is part of the Institute for Poetic Medicine, is going to be in the Valley on April 20th as part of a program that we're doing.
And where will that conference
be? That is going to be at the Ice House right here in Bethlehem, part of the Ice House Tonight series. And so that's going to be April 20th at 7:30, and we're going to have several poets. We're going to be talking about how poetry can help, and we're also going to be having some music and song. So I really encourage people to come out. And
do they have to make reservations
they
for
can
that?
Make, and they can find information at my website, which is www.lisadevuono.com. I'll spell that, www.lisadevuono.com has information about the program and also some other resources there that people can look into.
Now, how do, and you have, so people, if they want more information, can come to your website.
That's right. And they can send me an email through my website, and then I can contact them if they would like to, you know, do a presentation or a workshop or learn more about this work.
And how, so what you're saying is that poetry can provide an opportunity for wellness in the sense that we recognize who we are and our other options.
Mm-hmm.
How has it helped other people? Can you think of one other person that, or that it has helped?
Oh, sure. Yeah, as I was mentioning before, I've been doing these workshops with folks who are living with mental health issues. And I remember one particular time, there was a gentleman who came to that day program who was not very good at listening. And he spoke very fast, and other people in the group were a little kind of annoyed at him for speaking so fast all of the time. And so we worked with the notion of listening. And he wrote what he had to say out, and then he got up to read it. And of course, he was reading very fast like this. And so I stopped him, and I said, I want you to put your hand over your heart and read your poem very slowly. And as he did that, the entire group turned around, looked at him, and you could see the difference that it made by him being present. And every single person said to him afterwards, they said, you know, I've never really known that about you. I never took the time to really sit down and listen to you, and now I will.
Well, I want to thank you, Lisa DeVuono, poet and workshop facilitator, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that each of us has a creative power to find solutions for our problems. As you put it, it is a way to write towards wellness. By putting our thoughts down on paper and expressing our feelings, whatever they are, it enables us to let go of the dark side and release the positive energy within us and to reach for solutions to whatever bothers us. Thank you for being a guiding light.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.